What is the correct way to perform tayammum? The answer is, it came an authentic narration in Sahihain min Hadith Ammar ibn Yasin radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed him the tayammum and ordered him also to knock with his hands palm the sand, then after that, with hands palm the sands, then after that he wiped his face, then his hands in and out, it's the palm side and the back side, and to the risk, with the near of making purification, because either you couldn't find the water or you couldn't use it. So this is the correct form and the correct way of performing tayammum. Question: do we need to wipe our hands until the elbows? The answer: no, the hadith is not authentic. Question: do we need to perform the tayammum a few times, or just it's a one time only on the sand? The answer is just one time, as how the Prophet ﷺ described in Hadith Ammar ibn Yasir. Question: what about the narration regarding Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He said the tayammum is two knock time to the sand. The answer is, this is mawquf ala Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the hadith regarding it's two times is a khilaf between the ulama, as I said, and the most authentic clear narration in Sahihain and other books also in Hadith Ammar, it shows us clearly that it's one time only on the sand. Question: what we are allowed to perform with the tayammum? The answer: whatever you perform with the wudu, you can perform with the tayammum without any difference. Question: can the tayammum take place same as a shower from janabah? The answer: yes, absolutely. The evidence of that hadith Abi Hurairah, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الصعيد وضوء المؤمن ولو لم يجد الماء عشر سنين. Sand is replace the wudu. The tayammum means the tayammum will replace the wudu if you couldn't find the water even for 10 years, no problem. Question: what about knocking our hands on the wall, on stones, on things that doesn't include a clear sand? The answer, according to the correct opinion, it's a wrong tayammum. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, "As-sa'id," "as-sa'id" means actually the language is the sand, and that's why, in the riwayah of Ammar ibn Yasir, the Prophet ﷺ knocked on the sand, then he blew in his hands, then he wiped his face and his hands in and out. Questions: what about the niyyah before? Should we pronounce it? The answer: you know, it's a bid'ah for you to pronounce it, like how it's bid'ah for you to pronounce the niyyah before the wudu. What the niyyah supposed to be in the tayammum? The answer: same the niyyah that's supposed to be in the wudu. It's for you to be able to pray and to perform whatever need from you to have a purification. Question: what about those people who found a water to perform wudu, but it wasn't sufficient enough for all the parts of the wudu? Did they do half of it with the water, then after they did tayammum, or what exactly? The answer is, we don't have a purification 50% only. No. If the water, you feel that is not enough for all the parts of the wudu, or you, for example, is obligated only to do shower, but the water that you have is not enough for you to take a shower, so from the beginning, just perform tayammum because it's the same hukm. If you said, but we have a water, the answer, that water, because it's small quantity, like if it's not exist, because it's not enough for you, wudu, better you leave it for you to what? To drink it later and perform tayammum. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. What about the opinion of those madhab and scholars who they said you are allowed to perform tayammum with anything on the ground, even though it doesn't include sand? Yes, it's a famous opinion from the ulama like Imam Malik and others, but it's not a correct, because the hadith is clear, and how the Prophet ﷺ performed his tayammum is more than clear, as how we describe in Hadith Ammar ibn Yasir. And it's easy for you to get what? Sand to perform the tayammum, So better for you to go out of these kind of different opinions and use and choose the safe side. If someone said, what about if I couldn't find water to perform wudu or sand to perform tayammum, what I supposed to do? The answer in this situation, we go to Hadith Aisha in Sahihain, again the famous story for the people who they was faqid al-tahurain, people who they was they couldn't find the two means of purification, the water and the sand, so they just pray with their situation, doesn't matter how it was, because it was their ability. وَلَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. وَفَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ.